January 28, 2021, 30 feet out. And last trustee Flash, if you would be some time to give us the opening prayer, please.
Yes, I'd be happy to. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, that this virus has a possible short future ahead of us, that we all will be able to get back together in the near future of 2021. We ask that you be with our meeting and that you be with us as we work together for the greater cause for Franklin Township. I thank you this day.
Amen. Trustee Alex, the Pledge of Allegiance to get worse.
Sure thing, Chairman. Everyone could rise. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, sir. Could I have a roll call, please, Ms. Franklin?
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay, we'd like to have motion to approve the following. Do we have minutes? I don't have them on my copy of the agenda, dates and so forth. Robin, do you have dates there, please?
Sir, we have no minutes available.
Okay, not available.
Yes, sir.
Okay, we would. Do you have the date?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I just wanted to get an idea of an update where we may be. We've had some residents ask about minutes that are not up from December and our special meeting, and I'm just wanting to get an idea. I know their department is pretty busy, but do we have an idea of when minutes may be caught up?
I don't know. Robin, I think, would have to answer that. I haven't checked lately.
That question is for Robin.
Yes.
Chairman, I don't have an answer.
Okay.
Wasn't there when it was out the 12/17? Did you get responses on that?
Yeah, I don't recall. I don't have my copy of the last agenda. We had a couple, two or three, that was approved, I believe. But I don't have my copy of the agenda to say what dates there, Mary.
Robin, I was questioning Robin. I saw that there were minutes 12/17 for a special meeting. Did those get approved, Robin, or did you get those all back?
I just got the signatures for all of those meetings signed on Tuesday, and I'm actually trying to work to get them on the website as we're working through this meeting. I'm multitasking to try to get them up, but I did not get full signatures from everyone until Tuesday of this week.
What she's saying is we needed to get the approvals on them before she could post them.
Correct.
And I think maybe part of the problem might be, Ralph, that your email is down.
It might be. Well, but, I signed some minutes a few days ago there, Robin. Did you have them done? I don't remember. I know. You've been real busy this week, and I thought I'd signed two or three set of minutes there.
Yeah, you signed things on Tuesday, sir, which were the meeting minutes from the end of December, but there are still a lot of meeting minutes that have not been typed, but the last couple for December will be on the website no later than tomorrow, if that's what's not, if you're looking for a posting deadline.
Okay, well, that's your answer there, then, Mary. I knew that I'd signed some minutes this week, so thank you very much. Okay.
And just to explain a little bit, we have been doing changeover and tax preparation, all kinds of things this month, so she has not had any extra time. And I just got a contact phone number that I needed for the assistant office, assistant fiscal officer, the second one. And so that hasn't got posted yet, but hopefully I have a feeling we'll have a good call-in for that. So hopefully we'll get this revised in the next month.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion to require the fiscal office to have the minutes completed by the next regular meeting and to be posted by the following meeting after that.
Okay.
Well, that's impossible right now. We don't have that time. It takes 2 days. We have payroll next week.
I mean, with the amount of staff that we've assigned to the fiscal office, I think it should be doable, and I'd like to ask for a second.
We don't have, what staff are you talking about, please? I don't understand. We have two people who are trying to keep up with a whole new system and changeover. There is no other time. I'm working anywhere from 12 to 17 hours a day, and I work through the weekends. But there's no more time for me to...
Yeah.
Trustee Alex, just
I'm not even taking a day off. I'm not even taking a day off.
Trustee Alex, just so you know, there's, with that motion, I'm not disagreeing with you, I'm just saying there's a total of a minimum of 8 sets of minutes that would need to be done. If you're counting payroll next week and the meeting to follow the next week, that gives me 3 or 4 days to do 8 or 10 sets of minutes within my time frame, you know, based on what Mary has shared with you.
And how many days would that take you, Robin?
I mean, it sometimes takes 2 days per minute, depending upon the other day-to-day operations. I mean, bills still have to be paid, things like that. So you're talking...
We either have to not pay bills, postpone payroll to get the minutes done, or they will not get done. We have to work around, and I don't believe that you can force us to do that. We can't. We have other things we have to get done. We will get help. We try to use help from the person that is filling in for the administrative assistant. She's not capable of doing it. Perhaps we should get that position hired and get some help.
Well,
you can make the motion, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, well, I wasn't planning on making the motion. I was planning on making a statement here. Maybe I'll help put a little light on the subject here. I don't know what everybody's done, but I know there was 4 people working on accounting when I was in there a couple of days ago. Mr. Potts was there, and Jeff, what's his name, was there, and of course you two ladies. And I don't deny Mary spent an awful lot of time there, but it just seems like I did have a talk with the with the state auditor yesterday, and trying to get him. I think we got a lot of things, and I understand that there's still a lot of things to be squared away. I don't know what they are, and asking him, he's not sure what they are. He said the best he could tell had to do a lot with the credit cards and things like that. And so I asked him if he had set up a little meeting there so we could get a bill and to see if possibly we could get our cost in accounting cut down a little bit. Like I explained to him, we just don't have the money to have these extravagant. So anyway, Mark had told me or sent me a message that he had scheduled a little hearing. Did he say it's coming to the office on Monday, Mark?
Yeah, Monday at 1.
At 1 p.m., okay. Yeah. So I think we need some answers there, and I asked him if he would come to intervene. He said his staff did have some answers that they could share with us, and I asked him, I said, well, we haven't heard anything really, the trustees haven't heard anything for a while, and so he apparently he's rushed up a meeting there for us. So, the other thing I wanted to tell you there, Mr. Alex, the longer our meetings go, the more time it takes to do the manage. I got a hold of that one set of meetings there. Apparently, the lady in the office, and I've made notes of that thing. If she can't get a set of those meetings done in a week, I believe the slowest I can type, I could do that in probably a couple of days. But that one set of meetings you got a hold of, I think it's 31 pages. Now, you know, those are fairly sizable pieces of data for input, you know, and try to keep on top of everything. So, not saying anything one way or the other, just want to explain what I know there, Mr. Alex.
Mr. Chairman, we have a motion on the floor. My question to Mr. Alex, Trustee Alex, I agree that we need to get these done as soon as we can. Do we want to move this and give the department another meeting time period to get as much together as they can, sir, before we make this?
I mean, I think that this is something that should be a basic thing that we should be able to accomplish. I mean, I served as a volunteer secretary on boards before and have been able to type up pretty lengthy meeting minutes and get them in, no problem. So, if the current secretary is unable to do that, then they either should be training her how to do that appropriately or, you know, finding someone else. But, you know, we have an assistant fiscal officer. The board just approved another assistant fiscal officer. We have a contract for local government services. We have an outside accountant, and we have a fiscal officer. With that much staff capacity, someone's got to be able to turn these around so that we can do our business, but also that the public can see this stuff. It just seems like a major failure of the fiscal office.
Well, I will tell you another thing. Me and the whatever they call Jap, assessment, government assessment, or whatever they have. He and I had a couple of words yesterday. It wasn't really the most friendly things in the world. And I think when somebody tries to put me down, people that work with me know that I'm really good. But when people try to put me down, I'm not stupid, and I don't want smart remarks coming back, especially to someone we're paying. So I think that, and there was a witness to our conversation, and it wasn't very pleasant. I made sure it wasn't very pleasant. And about hearing one more of that type of conversation to one of the trustees, I can assure you one thing, if it's me, he's going to be packing his stuff and out the door. So,
Mr. Chairman?
Certainly, go ahead.
With Ari's motion, I would like to second the motion, and the reason my second is to show action that I am getting emails saying that we're not, as a board, taking action. So, therefore, I second Trustee Alex's motion, and if we can go to the roll call.
That would be fine, but we have a roll call. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and I'll just quickly make one more statement. I will get with Mary and have a little discussion with her and see if there's any other thing we could figure out how to do. I know you're busy now, Mary. I'm not denying that. So we'll talk a little bit and see what kind of strategy we can come up with. So thank you very much. Okay, let's see. We'll move on to old business. resolutions for bills and payroll. Do you have that available, Mary?
Yes, I do. Resolution 2021-015. The board approves accounts payable through 1/28/2021 in the amount of $305,590.74 and payroll paid on 1/22/21 in the amount of $182,952.08 for a total of $488,542.82. From check number 65344 to 65510, and electronic vouchers from 33-2021 to 832021.
I will second that, sir.
I didn't hear a motion.
Oh, I apologize.
I'll move.
Is there a motion?
I will move on this subject. If I could have a second.
I'll second it.
I'll second it.
Ralph? Ralph?
Did we lose Ralph?
Okay, John?
Just for, yes.
Ari, we will turn back to Ralph. Ari?
Back to Ralph.
Ari. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now see if we can find Ralph.
So if we, this is Trustee Fleshman, if we can just pause for a quick second to see if we get Ralph back on the line before we continue. And Mark, do we know if you could reach out? We may need to do the speaker through, like we did with me last week.
I think he's back.
Yes. I'm sorry. I got disconnected there, so we can go ahead. Okay, did we get a vote? We hadn't gotten a vote on the expenditures, payroll, and so forth, correct?
I just need your vote, sir. I just need your vote to complete.
Okay. Yes, I would.
So I have all three yeses. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Okay, let's see. On the... the next thing on the agenda is payroll dates for the trustees.
Mr. Chairman, if I could lay this out and explain it.
Okay. Yes, sir.
If I can have the floor. Thank you so much. Last meeting, every year, on the very first meeting of the year, the board votes on payroll for the trustees as well as the fiscal officer and when that's going to be paid. Currently now we missed that, so we need to vote on it. Where we are now is the fiscal department is saying, our fiscal officer is saying that our pay is going to be done the first payroll of each month. Some months it might be on the 4th, as it is this month if we vote on it. The other one would be, it can vary. And it can even, like in May, I believe it's on the 12th. What I would ask the board is, I've talked with our legal about this, and the issue comes to play. Mary had a very valid point, and I'm glad she caught this. If a trustee is paid, let's say last payday, let's just say it was the 20th, and a trustee leaves office for any reason, he was paid for days that he didn't complete before the end of the month. So therefore, there would need to be a compensation back to the township. So, and Mary was very correct in what she was stating and making sure that we are in compliance. The only way that we can do a pay with the payroll that we get with Franklin Township, the last pay of the month, would be as if the trustees sign a document that Brocious would send over, Pete would send over, or Mary could craft, that we would be responsible to pay that back. The other resolution that we can do, if we did not want to go through signing something that's saying we're going to be financially responsible and it takes the liability off of Mary, would be is if we're paid on the first of the month, we get 12 equal pays. Now, 12 equal pays is 12 equal pays per month under House Bill 5050-2.1, I believe. I think I got the last two digits wrong. And it states that you get 12 equal pays. So, as I'm asking the board, I don't know which way the board would like to do it. I would like to have some unison to it, that we're not scattered all over the place, and that we are setting this in structure of what the ORC says, that the Board of Trustees set this. I have no problem if Mary wants to be paid in the first pay period of the month, and it will fluctuate it will fluctuate depending upon how it hits in that month. Sometimes it'll be the 4th, maybe the 5th, the 10th, the 12th. I have no problem with that if that's how she would like to be paid. So with saying that, I'd like to hear from the board.
Okay. Do you have anything, Mr. Alex? I've got some conversation on
No, I mean, my only thoughts are that, I honestly don't care. I mean, we have all these huge financial problems that we have to deal with. The last thing I care about is, you know, when I get paid on this. More important than we fix everything else.
Correct. Well, my feeling, you know, basically the same way. Now, just to show, I think Mr. Flashman had talked to Pete Griggs, and I think that Pete had given him the Ohio statute there, relative to another township, or the trustees have always made the decisions on a pay period for the trustees and so forth. Always, as far as I know, and I've been going to the township meetings there for probably close to 20 years. And what they've always done is made a resolution that the trustees get paid the third or the last pay period of each month. And it's been that way. I know it's been there for a very long time because I remember it prior to me going there. I've been there for 5 years, and that's always been the way it was. That's the way it was the past, elected officials, and it just carried on. We just carried on the way it was done. So when the paychecks were issued, it was the last general pay period of the month. That means to everybody, office, fire department, police department, road department, everybody got paid. And the last pay period of each month, that's when the trustees got their paychecks. So, let me finish. I'm just about finished here. Take me a couple more minutes. Anyway, I inquired with the state auditor there, Mr. Long, and he said that there is no state statute, there is nothing that says that we can't carry on and say the way it is. That is the same thing, apparently, Mr. Griggs did. If we want to make some sort of thing, in case we leave or die or whatever, that we would assure the township would get any paid money back. In other words, to get paid the last pay period of the month, that's going to be probably you're going to get paid about the 17th, 18th, 20th of the month, something like that. And you probably have 10 days or something to hold back. But he stated if there was a guarantee like that written up, he didn't see any problem with carrying on. Now, he didn't tell me to do it, or he didn't tell me not to do it. He just told me that it was not unlawful for us to do it the way we are now.
I know that our firefighters and police officers and road crew have missed pay, that their pay has not been processed on time, and that they've missed their payroll multiple times. I think it's more important that we focus on making sure that they get paid here. We've asked for a payroll service multiple times on this, but I'd rather spend our time discussing how we can get the payroll system working for our employees before we even kind of debate what we're doing.
Don't disagree with you there, but we do have this issue here, and I want to try to get put to bed.
I don't think this is the proper time to talk about it, since we haven't really. But the problem is that you're hearing two different standards here, and there are all kinds of evidence as to why it should be that you should never be paid before the end of the month. No, most of the industry does not allow that. When I went to UAN training, they said, if your trustees are being paid before the end of the month, that's bad. You need to talk to me. So I did, and until the UAN changes their training regarding that, I will not do it.
Mr. Chairman, I know, you know, Mark Long from the Auditor State's office is going to be in here on Monday, and I believe that that's a topic he was going to maybe discuss at that time, too, so...
So if I may, then I think what we need to do, eventually we have to vote on this because it's a board decision when that would be done. And I think after speaking with Mark Long, if we cannot do it before, I would ask the board that then the trustees get paid on the first, so it's a consistency. I know for me, I guess there's going to have to be double insurance taken out 1 month and held back because my insurance can't be paid because there's nothing that they've collected from me because I didn't get paid on the last pay period. So therefore, the next pay period, they're going to have to double my insurance and withhold that so that they have something in holding so that it can be paid when everybody else's is paid. And that's an inconvenience for me.
Well, it's also an inconvenience to have another payroll when we have them every 2 weeks to add a third, to have a fourth one or fifth one in the month. That will mean that it can hit any time. The first of the month can fall on a weekend many times, or there's a weekend before it. We just finished a payroll, and then it's the first. I mean, it's ridiculous to do another payroll. And there's also in the Ohio Township Association manual information that talks about that assumes that if something should happen to a trustee and they aren't able to finish their month, that the last payroll it will be deducted from their last payroll. So it assumes they're getting paid after the month is complete. We have the same issue coming up this week because we have a budget hopefully being approved by the Budget Commission on Monday. We haven't heard back yet, but this is a prime example that if they approve our increase in budget to $10.6 million, then the payroll will change for this month and be prorated back to the date of that decision. So if you'd already paid, you wouldn't have gotten the increase until the next time. So it's just, you know, it's not practical. That most of the guidelines, all the question and answers in the manual for the Township Association assume that you are paid after you do the work, not before you've done half the job. And I don't think many people in the community get paid before they finish the job.
Then that's why if it's good enough for all of our government workers that can be paid on the first, then it's only right to pay the trustees, which we have the right to vote on the first, just like any other government. Just like the people that collect Social Security, they know that their check is going to be on the first. Just like any other type of our Army, our Navy, our military, our county commissioners, everyone else, it's not a big deal to pay three people and fourth if you wish to get paid that way. To do three people's pay cannot be that difficult.
It is. It is going to cause all kinds of issues, and I can give you the citation. I think we should talk about it on Monday with Mark because there are very many places that I can cite where the guidelines, and everyone follows the Ohio Township Association guidelines. That's why they have their conferences. There's all kinds of information that comes through them. and everything that they have regarding this assumes you are paid after you do the work, after the month, and on the pay schedule, they recognize pay schedule.
Well, John, they can't even get the minutes approved, so I can't imagine it.
The trustees would be paid on the first, would be after they completed their work.
Well, I refuse to talk about this anymore. This is not, it's not appropriate to be talking about it when there's not full knowledge. And it's obviously true that there's not full knowledge about this.
Well, as I noted, if the fiscal office can't even approve basic minutes, it's amazing that they couldn't get three checks out on time. And we know that
well,
they won't call our employees all
like
the other time.
It'd be helpful if we didn't have these long meetings so we wouldn't have to spend 2 days a week to fight them.
And again, if I may remind my fellow trustees, this is a board decision when we decide that these pays are going to be paid out. And
you cannot decide
that we move on, Mr. Chairman, and we will take this up at another meeting, and we will need to vote on this at another meeting.
You cannot decide the structure of how the fiscal office operates.
Again, this is a board decision that we vote on every year.
Yeah, John, I agree with you. It is our decision.
Anyway, it's and not only that, it's been other people's decisions too. We just followed on, and not only that, if you want to make a case out of something, I don't want to make a case or even argue about this. But if past practice when it comes to this situation, now I'll guarantee you, if you took this thing and threw it down and said, you know, this is past practice, and I'll guarantee you those guys have done this for many, many years. And I don't know, I have never heard anything come up about it. So I'm just not going to argue about it other than just find out. I found out what the truth was, but if the truth's not good enough, I guess we'll have to get double truths. So we'll carry on.
Again, sir.
Yes, sir.
We are the ones that would vote on when it's going to be, and we will.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
We are the ones that will vote on that, and I would like to move on. We will talk to Mark Long and give that extra discussion then. But again, the board will make the decision when that will be paid.
Is this Mr. Chairman? Mr. Chairman, Mr. Moore?
Mark?
This is Mark. Hey, a couple other quick things we wanted to discuss in bills and payroll. One is there was one remaining bill from for professional services rendered through 12/31/2020 by Brosha Johnson and Griggs LLC and in consultation with Mr. Wilczek. He's asked that we do a resolution to pay that, and the cost is $8,092. So I don't know if one of the trustees in regards to the bills and payroll issue would like to introduce a resolution to make that payment to Burgess Johnson and Griggs LLC.
So moved. May I have a second?
I'll second.
Ralph?
I barely can hear you, Robin. Are we voting to continue that?
No, sir. We're voting on what Mr. Potts explained.
Okay. Could you tell me, Ari? I don't understand what she's saying. I barely can hear her.
Mark, can you repeat yourself?
Expenditure for a service rendered is just another expense that we're approving.
Oh, okay. Yes.
This could include brochures, Kate Griggs, $8,092 for services from 2020. Because they're over the 3,000 limit, it has to be a resolution. And because it's prior year.
Okay, we got Ralph, John.
Thank you.
Mary can hear anyone.
So I would say yes. Mr. Chairman, I might ask that you might consider calling in and just using your phone versus computer, or are you on the phone?
That's what I'm using, and I did just call in, too. For some reason, I lost it to some, and then I called in again, Mark. But I can go ahead and try to call in this. You know, if I can get on in, I can't hear what we're voting on or anything, okay?
Okay.
How about I call you on my phone, and then you can just listen from your phone to me, and maybe that'll work better.
Okay. You're going to call me then?
Yep, so just hang up, and I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Trustee Fleshman, Trustee Alex, we'll resume the voting when Chairman Horn comes back. Is that acceptable?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Mr. Potts, can you please review with Chairman Horn what we're voting on, sir?
Yes, this was professional services rendered through 12/31/2020, so last year, by Brocious Johnson & Briggs, LLC, in the amount of $8,092.
Okay, yes.
John?
Do you want to take the roll down?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, and then one other thing, we received the information for the Ohio Township Association online conference this year, and I think we should add buying a thing for the conference for Robin Watkins as well, so she can do some of the required training for the fiscal office. So that would be $65, so I would ask if any of the trustees would be interested in doing a resolution to allow Ms. Watkins to incur $65 to allow her to virtually attend the conference as well for the Ohio County Association.
I'll make a motion for that resolution.
I would gladly second that motion. Any kind of education that can help us in that department, that's great.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you. Oh, and that resolution, excuse me, gentlemen, that resolution number is 2021-017. And if I can just return back to the one you just voted on for Brocious Johnson and Griggs, that resolution is 2021-016. My apologies.
Also, there's something that came up yesterday, and I would like to ask about having an attorney for another case. We had just one last year for BWC. The potential risk on this is about $84,000. So, and it looks like he's costing maybe $1,500 to $2,000 and is saving us that kind of dollars. And this can happen in every case, but we only are looking at cases where there's an extreme risk like this and there is a questionable back and forth between medical opinions as to what is the nature of the problem. So it's
I don't want to move on any of that until like we're able to go into an executive session and the board can be fully briefed on what we're voting on, because it involves an employee I think we need to know exactly the details before we decide to make that. So I'd like to move to table that until we can schedule an executive session to discuss.
I would say
we need one immediately because it's a deadline. It just came up.
No, I'll
we'll get Administrator Fox to get a date.
Thank you.
Lisa, I think we do need to table it as well.
I will get the final deadline for you for the meeting.
Well, say that again, please.
I will try to find out what is the final deadline so we can arrange a meeting. I think it's important, but I appreciate your willingness to meet. Thank you.
I believe also that we're allowed two continuances.
Well, it depends on the situation.
Right. Yeah, I don't know all the ins and outs about it, so I think, we need to get some more information, that's for sure.
I originally thought her deadline was Tuesday. It may have already passed, but I'm hoping that it may have some time.
Alrighty. What do we have now? You have the old full toes bones. Is that where you're at now?
You're at New Business Police Department.
Oh, okay. New Business. Okay. Alright. Keith Smith. Okay, Keith Smith. What we got here?
Thank you, gentlemen. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Awesome. We've got a couple things. First, so that I don't forget, the sheriff's office will not be tuning in tonight due to a little scheduling pickup they had. With that said, I believe the board has all been sent an offer of judgment request regarding the last part of the Rob Wells incident.
Right.
And they are requesting, I believe, from the board, your thought process. Do you want them to move forward and obtain a settlement, or where is the thoughts of the board?
Well, I don't know what my thoughts are, but I don't know if that's the best interest, to tell you the truth about it.
Right. Well, this is not Rob Wells. This is the one with the girlfriend.
Mr. Chairman, if I could.
Yeah.
In my opinion, in looking at this, an attorney has picked this up, and basically they're putting a small dollar amount on this, saying that the girl that was in the vehicle had some trauma because of seeing what was going on. I'm going to put it to that. However, the video obviously convicts, and the video doesn't lie. And if you look at the video again, in my opinion, there's no way that this person could have seen any trauma that may have been going on. The trauma that would have been induced.
John, let me just interrupt you real quick. So this is a pending court case. This should be discussed under, and with litigation, it should be discussed under an executive session.
Thank you. So, Mike, if we need to vote on something, then I would ask that Chief, do we need to vote on this?
I honestly, John, I don't know what their timeline is. They sent a couple of emails, which I forwarded to Mark and to the board for your review. So I don't know. Perhaps we do need to get together with Pete and find out exactly what type of resolution they're asking the board for, have an executive session, come out, and you guys can vote, and you can pass that on to them.
Okay, thank you, Trustee Alex, for you're absolutely correct on that.
Yeah. Well, I don't, you know, what I know about this situation is briefly, Mark has just told me that there is a situation. That's about it, really. So, as to a real clear understanding of what, I don't know, obviously they won't mind it. They're going to be screwing around with it. don't know, do we have any more additional time to look this over, Byron, or do you recall exactly what it said? I don't remember.
Well, yeah, they didn't give us a timeline. I would recommend to the board we do it the next available time slot that the board could meet. That way we can kind of get it wrapped up and moved on. Yeah, Mark, can you reach out to Dean or Chief and get a date that works for him and then circulate it with us so we can get a special executive in place?
Yeah, I can do that. And this is an insurance matter, and I've discussed this with Pete already, and I know that there's been a lot of emails go around on this, and I think the counsel for the insurance company is just wanting to wrap this up so it doesn't go any further and go into a court case. But that being said, we can do this under a different circumstance than this meeting and kind of go forward from there. So I will work with the parties on that.
Thanks.
You had actually told me, as I recall, that Pete had recommended a lesser sale by Paul for something to that effect that might be more advantageous to the township to do so.
And
that's about the only thing, and I truly remember about it.
I will get a hold of Pat Casson tomorrow and tell him,
okay.
You know, because there's been a lot. I talked to the guy personally last week, and I know that they were wanting to get this done post haste, but I will just let them know that deliberation tonight is.
Yes, the judge can give us an answer back within 2 weeks or something like that. Unless we have to move to we can do it in a regular meeting, I guess. Okay.
You want to go on to the next topic?
Yeah.
Okay. Gentlemen, we have the grievance hearing, and before that, I believe Lieutenant Ratliff has something he wants to say real quick.
Lieutenant Ratliff, I'd just like to bring something up to the board. Our police officers all the time just impressed me. I don't know if you guys have seen the news Monday with the active shooter we had on the west side of Columbus that was driving around and shooting at residents in the area of our township. One of our officers, Officer Warren Baldwin, was actually the officer that found that suspect and engaged him in a pursuit along with Officer Roger Myers in Jeff Minn's house. It was extremely high risk, and they continued to follow this suspect until they had a sad ending where actually the suspect passed, but the safety of the public on our end of town was the most important objective. I just want to make sure you guys know that, you know, you have a small police department, there's only 10 of us, but I'm always amazed at what they can do and how they don't mind getting the job done when it needs to get done, and I just want to compliment them in the open meeting tonight.
Outstanding work.
That's fine. It's on the agenda.
It's on the agenda. Yeah. You got them all in there?
Yep, it's on the agenda.
No, I mean, Steve.
Hello, it's Sergeant Moore. Can everybody hear me?
I can. Yep, go ahead.
Yep, I hear you. Okay. Tonight, gentlemen, I'd like to, under section 5.7, our police contract under subsection C, we'd like to request this meeting tonight with the Board of Trustees to ask for appeal for a grievance for Officer Edwards and the grievance of Officer Edwards requesting the use of injury leave, which was denied. On January 11, 2021, Officer Edwards went to a BWC doctor's appointment, and during that doctor's appointment, the doctor determined that Officer Edwards was unable to continue working as a police officer due to his open BWC claim from a service-connected injury that happened back on January 31st, 2019. Once Officer Edwards left the doctor's, he notified Lieutenant Ratliff, his immediate supervisor, on January 11th, 2021, of the results of his appointment, and then at that time, Officer Edwards requested to use his remaining injury leave for a contract, for a current contract under section 24.1. Officer Edwards was approved by the Board of Trustees back in February 7th of 2019 for his initial request for injury leave. He was off from January 31st, 2019 to March 1st, 2019, and again on injury leave for the same service-connected injury from April 9th, 2019 to June 9th, 2019. At that time, the current contract stated that we were only allowed 540 hours or three calendar months of injury leave. Due to that, Officer Edwards was forced to return back to work, even though at that point he still hadn't received any treatment for a service-connected injury because the claims through BWC kept on being fought with the township on a service-connected injury. On July 1st, 2019, the Board of Trustees and the FOP Lodge 9 entered into a new contract for police officers. In a new contract, all parties agreed that under 24.1, that injury leave would increase from the previous 3 months in the previous contract to 6 months in the current contract. From June 9th, 2019 to January 11th, 2021, Officer Edwards continued to see BWC doctors about his open BWC claim and trying to get treatment approved for his injury from all the way back in January 31st of 2019. Because no treatment was rendered yet over this time and he could not get the treatment approved through BWC, due to all the constant appeals on his BWC claim, Officer Edwards still continues to have issues with the injury that happened all the way back on January 31st, 2019. We ask the Board of Trustees to allow Officer Edwards to continue to use the remaining 3 months of injury leave for the current wording of the contract under Section 24.1 for the following reasons. One, the Board of Trustees has already approved Officer Edwards to use injury leave when the initial service-connected injury back on February 7, 2019. Two, under 24.1, the current warning does not state that the injury has to occur during the current dates of the contract to be awarded the 6 months, just that the previous contractual member now must be granted up to the 6 months of injury leave when we increase it from 3 months to 6 months. And since Officer Edwards already used 3 months of the injury leave under the previous contract wording, we're requesting that the remaining 3 months off the new wording of 6 months be granted. Also, on 24.1C, it states that if leave was approved, which it was already on the 7th of January 2019, that any request for leave shall be charged during that injury leave. On point four, on 24.2B, state the injury leave is authorized by the Board of Trustees on January 11th, when Officer Edwards, 2021, when Officer Edwards requested the use to use his remaining injury leave that was approved previously by the Board of Trustees. It was denied on January 15th by using 5.6A of our contract. We had an informal meeting with Chief Smith and Lieutenant Ratliff about the issue. That afternoon, Lieutenant Ratliff informed Officer Edwards that his request was going to be denied and not taken to the board. On January 16th is when we filed the formal grievance under Section 5.7B, and the chief again being denying that request for the use of remaining injury leave. That's all I have at this time, gentlemen, for open for discussion.
Gentlemen, if I may, this is Jackie Tipton, the FOP attorney. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. If I may, I would like to present very quickly. So this is a fantastic
Jackie.
Job. Yes.
Jackie, that's Ralph Warren here. We had a prior to the regular meeting, we had a meeting set up regarding the case and so forth. And we agreed, we the trustees have agreed to get with the FOP soon, get with Chief Smith, and set up an arrangement to hear this. I really don't think it's
Ralph, this is all right. Let me just interrupt. We had a meeting to be briefed by the management to get the management side on an executive session. There's been no decision made here. We're hearing your case now, and so we should proceed with that.
We are hearing our case now?
Yes.
Okay, well, I wish somebody had told me. Okay. Well, carry on, then.
Thank you, sir. And I appreciate all of your time this evening. I would like to piggyback off of what Sergeant Moore said. He did a fantastic job of laying everything out. But really what this boils down to is old contract language versus new contract language. Under the old contract, there was simply only 3 months of injury leave. Under the new contract, there is 6 months. When we negotiated the new contract, we did not state, and we intentionally did not state, that any injury had to occur within this contract language. If you take a look at Article 24.1, Section D, it clearly states that there's a recurrence of a previous service-connected injury. It doesn't say previous service-connected injury that occurred after 2019. It doesn't say previous service-connected injury that occurred during this contract cycle. It just says a recurrence of a previous service-connected injury. In this case, we've got a service-connected injury. We agree it's a service-connected injury. You know, leave has been granted previously, and because of that, there truly is no reason he shouldn't qualify for this 3 months of injury leave in our minds. Again, I would ask you to take it under advisement. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Jackie. Okay, could we carry on there, Chief Welch for the fire department?
Everybody hear me fine?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Mine is short and sweet. We're running long tonight, so just let the board know Scott Meyer turned in his resignation. His last shift is on 5/21. That puts us down to 29 firefighters, which is our target number for the carrying board. We have put together a hiring committee because we have a about 5 or 6 more guys leaving. Probably in the next 6 months, we're going to establish a list. That's where the fire department is at, and it's business as usual right now.
Chief, I think we just prematurely ended the FOP hearing. Should we be taking action on this now for the contract, or what's the timeline for the board to acknowledge and act on the step of the grievance? Do we have the answer to that?
I thought we were doing that tonight.
Yeah. What we have done, I have, of course, Chief Flowers has been out of town there, and so while he was gone, I decided I'm going to put him to work. anyway, Chief, if you have time,
I think everybody's still addressing the police issue, not me.
I'm saying that again, sir.
Is this conversation going towards our contract, or are you still on the grievance contract, or the grievance hearing for the police?
Oh, no, we're going to hit your contract. And what I wanted to do was to see if we could, you and I and Mary could get together for an hour or so and do some, do a little discussion there. Mary had indicated that's first part of the week would be good for her. And, I don't know what your plans are for, like, Monday or what your schedule looks like. So if you and her could get together for an hour or so there.
Yeah, late morning is fine. Next week's bills and payroll, so anytime in late morning is fine with me.
Okay, that sounds fine. Does that sound all right to you, Mary? Well, that's what she had told me. She confirmed it the other day, so I'd say what time, 11 or so on Monday morning, that'd be okay for you.
That's good with me. I'm sure Mark can coordinate all that if you'd like.
That sounds fun. Well, Mark, we have, I'd like to do it about that time if we can, Chief. We're having the state auditor come down to one, I guess, is what Mark had told me. So,
okay.
If that'll work for you.
Sure.
I got myself unmuted. That's fine with me.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, were we going to circle back and finish up with the grievance process?
Well, I don't know if it wants to finish up. But are we going to have any other meeting with the FOP or?
Ralph, per our contract, we need to address this tonight.
Okay. Well, then I guess the only thing we need to do is have a vote on it, isn't it?
That is correct.
Is that what we need to do?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, anybody have a motion to, a motion for the, a vote on the grievance, I guess is what they call it, on the grievance at hand. So, do I have a motion
to, Mr. Chairman, may I?
What?
May I take the floor for a second?
Yeah.
I would like to make a motion that we deny the request for Josh Edwards. If there's no further discussion in the matter, I'd ask for a second.
I would second it.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari.
I'm going to vote no because I think we botched this process and did not give it good, due respect and manner of significance in the process. I do think that the case probably doesn't have any merit, but I feel that we kind of botched this process, and I'm going to vote no.
Well,
thank you, sir.
Somebody else botched it up. We had already made a decision to have a get-together, and without, I'm totally deaf, nobody told me we were going to make that decision tonight. So if anybody tells me about that, in my mind, we can botch darn things, so I'll leave it at that.
So my question is this, gentlemen. Should we hold off on this and have another? I don't know if we can have another discussion.
We're forced to vote on it, so it's bad the way it is.
We can have a discussion with the.
Nor do I, and so we have majority vote and just leave it stand the way it is.
It's Sergeant Moore. Can I make a quick statement?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Todd. We're not hearing you, Todd.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you guys do have 7 days from tonight's meeting to give us a response. I was hoping after my statement that we would have a little bit of dialogue out of this grievance, but that's obviously your guys' prerogative. You guys choose not to. But you guys aren't forced tonight to make any actual decision. For our contract, you guys have 7 days after the meeting to provide us with a written response.
That's correct. Yeah, I agree, Todd. I just wanted to say that we needed to have the hearing tonight, and it just ended quickly. And I wanted to make sure that we respectfully talked to you and made sure you were done, and we were done on our side.
Okay, well, as far as under other issues relative to Josh Edwards and everything, I think all folks, the chiefs and the trustees and everything, knows what they are. And I'm not saying anything, totally, because I don't want to get into a personal thing, but that's just not.
We shouldn't discuss any further employee stuff outside of an executive session.
Any further, but there's been an awful lot of issues, so and I'll just leave it at that.
Well, gentlemen, I will say, regardless of whatever issues you guys feel that there might be, we're talking about a contractual issue right now and a specific contractual issue, not the employee themselves or the member whatsoever. That's what I'm asking you guys to consider tonight.
Well, I don't know. Without Mr. Blaise wants to back down, word up, we're sorry we voted on it.
Mr. Chairman, if I could have the floor again for a moment, please be recognized.
Sure.
I'd like to rescind resolution and have offer time to talk. Tonight's being connected, the connections have been spotty at best. I think that we really need to have good dialogue before we can actually make this decision, because what I'm hearing is based upon contract languages, I believe that we all need to be on making sure that we at least owe it to our officers to make sure that we get the full understanding of what we're voting on. So with that said, I would ask for a second.
Second.
Ralph.
No.
John.
Yes.
Ari.
Yes.
Thank you. And gentlemen, that was a motion, not a resolution. We're just rescinding your motion.
That is correct, and then we need to get together as soon as we can and try to make sure that we understand exactly what it is that we're looking at. From my understanding, we are looking at, I'm going to call it like a typo, basically from one contract to the other. I want to just narrow down just the contract issue and not a personal issue.
This would be business.
I'm not saying anything personal about anybody. It's just a matter of right and wrong.
This would be business.
Or say you're going to do one thing and don't do it, or do something else, and it's wrong.
Right.
And you know, what I'm trying to make. But I'm not arguing that you about voting. Let's move on now to Chief Wells.
Can I ask one thing?
Chief Welch, do you have anything else?
This is Steve Mason with the FOP. I appreciate the motion being withdrawn tonight so we can have some further discussion. And I apologize, I realize with the technology limitations and some of our connections, I don't feel like we've had very good dialogue on this.
You've got what you want tonight, so let's. We got another day, Sam, so let's go.
Well, respectfully, sir, what I just wanted to offer was dialogue in the future, but thank you very much.
We're going to have dialogue in the future.
Yeah, we've
been good to you. Okay,
let's
see. Chief
Welch
is not on anymore. Okay, thank you. Is Jim Stevens on?
Yeah, I'm on, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir.
Well, mine's going to be short and sweet. We didn't have anything for the agenda for this evening. Just a little bit of an update. We are still receiving bids on the pole barn for getting heat put into there. And until I get all my bids in, I'll let the board know at the next meeting, hopefully, what those bids are. Other than that, we're just in the process. Tomorrow we'll be getting ready, unfortunately, for the incoming snow this weekend. It sounds like it's going to be coming in on Saturday and probably lasting all the way through midday on Sunday.
Finally.
And then again on Monday, and I know you like snow. I don't.
Yeah. I like snow west to Alaska.
You know, the bad part about it is it seems like all of our snow events are happening on the weekends and after hours. It would be nice if it was snow during the day. And other than that's all I've got. Just everybody be careful, be patient with us this weekend, but we will be out there in full force.
All right, thanks, Sam. Appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Mr. Alex, did you have anything up raised quit, aren't you?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay, sir, thank you. John, did you have anything,
sir? Oh, sir, you know I always do. I just wanted to let a lot of people know how much car break-ins are going on. I had my vehicle was broke into, and I'm pretty certain I had it locked. There were five other people within Lowell Drive and El Paso Drive. A gun was taken from one homeowner. I did get the person on video, however, with a mask on and a hoodie up. It is kind of hard to be able to identify him. I'm pretty certain I know what area he's from. I did find him once, and I'm going to try to find him again. But just remember to keep your doors locked. If you do have cameras, check them often. If anyone has any video that had a break-in in the area of Lowell Drive or in the township, we would love to see any of those videos to see if we can get a better view of the person that may be doing this.
Anything else, John?
No, sir, that is all.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, since you mentioned break-ins, I was calling reports. There was a neighbor on Eastbrook Drive, and her next-door neighbor was getting ready for work, started his car so he'd warm up on them nice, cool, frosty days. Went back in the house for a couple of minutes to get supper, I guess. He said, I don't know. Anyway, come back out and they saw a boy who was driving down the road in his car. So, you know, that deal of leaving your car running and going back in the house is a very real thing. So that's living proof of it. They never have found the guy's car, so I don't know. But anyway, that's about all I have to say. I hope everybody's doing well and everything. Principal department, did you have something else to add, Mary?
Yes, I just have a notice regarding a liquor license. The former Three Amigos Mexican Grill is wishing to transfer their liquor license, to Saigon Eatery at 4182 West Broad Street. And we have until February 16th to request a hearing. And in the past, I don't think we ever heard these, and the fiscal officers assigned them. So,
it's not a hearing on these in the past.
Pardon?
We have held hearings on these in the past.
Okay. So the question is, do you want to hold a hearing?
Yeah, we should hold a public hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to respond to them or have to get a date.
I don't know.
Do you need to make a motion for that?
We can just set a date and post it publicly and broadcast it out like you normally would.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for the, I didn't know you.
Time to move with all those microlicensing. We always have a public hearing on them, Mary, so.
But we will have recordings online available tomorrow. We can do that. But you can hear the meetings until we can get them.
Okay. Sounds fine. Okay. Thank you, Mark. You want to finish up?
Yeah, two quick things. On a yearly basis, we've been a member, Franklin Township's been a member of WARPC, the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission. And they sent over and asked us if we wanted to rejoin. So I would ask, this is a resolution to continue membership with the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission for 2021. Be resolved that the board approves the continued membership with the Mid-Ohio Regional Planning Commission, otherwise known as WARPC, for 2021 at a cost of $5,685.03. I don't know if there's a trustee who would like to...
I'll make that motion.
Okay. It was pretty quick. And I'll second that.
Ralph?
Well, I guess, yes.
Okay, John?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
And the other thing was brought to my attention by Todd Breaker, who is in our building department. This is in regards to school and associates. Who is our commercial building department service? They do, they're the chief building official, the plans examiner, building inspector, electrical inspector, and such for the township. And they're wanting us to renew the contract with them. I sent that over to everyone. And we had a discussion. I know Mary was there, and I forget who else was there, but where it's pretty much cost neutral because the charge. Paid back to Tool and Associates is pretty much what the township charges back to in fees. So, and that's been sent to everyone for review. So it would be a resolution to renew contract for commercial building department service with Tool and Associates for 2021. Be resolved that the board approves the renewal of the contract for commercial building department service with Tool and Associates for 2021 for the contract presented by Tool and Associates.
So moved.
I'll second.
Ralph?
Yeah.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, is there anything else, Mr. Potts?
There's one question in the group, Zoom group chat in regarding the NOC resolution, and Mr. Fleshman said he will ask that.
Mark, you just asked that. I'd like to find out where we are with the NOC. I know that we went from we couldn't do it to we found out that, yes, we could do it, thanks to the resident that pushed that through to find out that, yes, we could do that. So where we last left off before the COVID-19, I believe, Mark, if you fill us in where we are on that and what we need to do to continue with that.
Well, where it would be a decision of the board if they wanted to enact such a resolution to do this. There would be some work done, have to be done in the office, probably an administrative assistant or someone work because you would have to create a decal or a no-knock registry. So there's some other work to be done, but that would be a decision of the board if they wanted to do that, and then you'd have to put a timeline in to get it implemented.
Well, boy, we can't even get minutes done or pay people on time. I can't imagine us being able to keep something that complicated.
So, Mr. Alex, would you...
I think this is really inappropriate, Mr. Trustee Alex. I think you need to stop disparaging this office.
So, Mr. Alex, Trustee Alex, would you be in favor for a no-knock resident, no-knock township where people that are going around selling. I just had one the other day. Someone was upset because I told them, no, I didn't want steaks. And they were selling steaks out of the back of their truck. And I know some areas in the summer and the spring were inundated with, and especially over in Broadlawn area, we hear it all the time, that people are wanting to, do you want to sign up with Warner Cable, or do you want to sign up with satellite? Do you want this? Do you want that? A lot of our neighbors to around the township, meaning other townships and villages and municipalities, have went to this. That's what this does is it means that they would have to get permission from the board in order to be coming in the township. So some of the bogus stuff that people are being bothered with, the board would have the pleasure of saying, no, we're not giving you permission to be in the township knocking on doors.
I think that's something we can look at real soon. You're, we're buried in Warwick and Coleman anyway. But, and not disregard for the gentleman in Blackett. I have started to try to move on that whenever and the world blew up pretty much. But it's still on my agenda here to get some things done. But we certainly haven't been into the
had been made. Did I misunderstand?
If I could answer that, sir. The decision that we agreed is that we would vote on it tonight in an open meeting. That was the decision that we made.
But what Ralph said, sir, was you guys changed your mind. We can go back and listen to the tape. I know what he said. He said you guys changed your mind.
I'm just telling you what happened. I'm giving you what, what he said. I can't answer for Ralph.
Okay, sir. And I wasn't trying to stir the pot. I'm just trying to follow along. Thank you.
Well, from my perspective, there was a name that would have. And secondly, I don't know where all these guys come from the FOP and everything else to roam there like flies. Well, we'd already agreed for 7 days that we'd get together, have a special meeting, talk about all this stuff and everything. But all at once, we're getting bombarded with scats and scats of people there. Well, that's not a proper way to business, in my opinion. But, I'm only one person, Mike,
I understand, sir. Thank you. I really do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I don't know if there are any other questions from the audience, Mr. Chairman.